Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Say, neighbor, when God lifts you up, remember me. Clap your hands, resume your seat. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I welcome you to a brand new month. It is the 10th month in the year 2022. And this month is our month of building spiritual capacity. Amen. Building capacity. Amen. And this morning, I want to bring you God's word. Just the introduction, and then the following weeks, we're going to dig deeper into God's word. Praise be to God. This morning, I'm seeking to bring you God's word that will move many of us from the place of religiosity to become spiritual. Amen. The problems we see in the body of Christ is caused by religious people, not spiritual people. The reason we have few testimonies and many problems is because few of us are spiritual, but many of us are religious. Hello? And so God in this month is going to bring us closer to himself, and you'll be spiritual like never before. When you shout amen, grace will locate you. Help me today. No feedbacks. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20-23. I bring you God's word titled, Cultivating Your Spirit. The word cultivate means that you develop your spirit. Praise be to God. This is one of the best sermons you hear this year. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20-23. The Bible says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Tell somebody you cannot die before your time. And health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Can you give it to me in another version? Let's look at another version, preferably New Living Translation. Praise be to God. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. Anytime you read the Bible, and the Bible mentions heart in a context like this, it's not talking about your physical heart that pumps blood. Hello? The blood, the Hazard Bible is talking about, your spirit. Your spirit is the core of your being. Amen? And so there are some words that enter into your spirit. When you hear God's word, when someone talks to you, it does not enter into this heart. This heart only pumps blood. This heart is the only reason we know you are alive. Praise be to God. But it's talking about your spirit. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else. There are many things you are to guard in this particular month. You have to guard your wallet, guard your purse, guard your boyfriend. But above all else, guard your heart, for it determines the course of your life. Can we have another version? I'm loving the different renditions. It determines the course of your life. So once we look at your heart, we can tell where you are going. Once we are able to know what goes on in your heart, we can tell exactly where you are going. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul, they are bursting with health. 23. Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Cultivating your spirit. God is spirit, and he made man like himself to be a spirit being. And so man is a spirit who has a soul, yet he lives in a body. It is important we understand this truth, because anything you will do, anything you will have, or anything you will become in this life is connected to your spirit. In fact, you are alive this morning because your spirit is still in your body. When the spirit of a man comes out from that man is said to be dead. Anytime the spirit of an individual leaves the body of the individual, that body becomes a dead body. The reason you are still alive is because your spirit is still in your body. James chapter 2, verse 26. He says, For how a body without spirit is dead, so is faith without works is dead also. My emphasis at the A part. For us, the body without the spirit is dead. Anytime you see an individual standing before you, it's because the spirit of the individual is still in the body. But when the spirit leaves, he cannot stand. His hands cannot be lifted by himself. Somebody must help him to lift up his hand. Praise be to God. So, for you to even be alive is because your spirit is in your body. What a man is in this physical world is connected to the state of his spirit. For you to be a witch or a wizard is because your spirit is dominated by the devil. Whoever you are in life is as a result of who you are in your spirit. Praise be to God. Therefore, if there is anything you want to change about your life, anything you want to correct about your life, you cannot correct it because you want to. You cannot correct it because you are emotional about it. You can only make changes in your physical life when you make changes about your spiritual life. Am I communicating this morning? It is like you standing in front of a camera. The camera is set, in your face. I say, cheers, or take a stand. Change your style. And once a picture is taken of you, there is an image that comes on the camera or on your phone. And so it reveals how you were standing when the picture was taken. Hello? And so if you want your picture to have the right hand lifted, what you do is that we bring back the camera for you to lift up your right hand. We take the picture. Then your image will also change the same way. Are you getting the picture what I'm trying to talk about? It's like you standing in front of your mirror. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you realize that there is a small stick in your hair. And you can see the stick in the image that is in the mirror. But the image in the mirror cannot take the stick out. Unless you that you are standing in front of the mirror, once you take the stick out of your head, the stick that is in the image is also gone. Are you hearing me? You living in this world of the physical, you are like the image in the mirror. The real you is your spirit. Until changes are made in your spirit, you cannot see changes in your world of the natural. Are you hearing me this morning? So, the soundness of your spirit really matters. Anything that will have access to your spirit will have access to your life. The spirit of a man also behaves like the battery of a phone. No matter how sophisticated your phone is, it is only useful as long as the charging level of the battery is intact. When the battery of that phone goes off, no matter how sophisticated your phone is, it will become useless. Hello? Once your spirit is alive, there is hope for you. That's why the Bible says a living dog is better than a dead lion. The lion may look fierce and may look like a fearsome animal or an animal that will put fear in you. But once the lion is dead, it's useless. But no matter who you are, you may not have money now. But the fact that your spirit is in the inside of you, there is hope. Why? You will hear God's word that will change your story. You are not clapping to the word of God. So once your spirit is intact, there is hope. If your spirit is crushed, then you cannot have a happy life. Hello? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19. As water reflects the face. Proverbs 27, verse 19 in the NIV. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Amen? Proverbs 27, verse 19. It says that, as water reflects a face. You know, before mirror came, many people watched their faces in water. So when you watch your face in the water, you are expecting to see your face in the water. But the day you look at yourself in the water and don't see your face, it means you have turned to an angel. Bible said, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects their heart. The hearts that you have will show or reveal the kind of life you will have. Can I go a little bit deeper? Can I go a little bit deeper? Amen. So that is how the reality of your spirit is like. That is why the Bible is telling us this morning that keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence because that is where life starts from. You cannot start life because you have certificates. You cannot start life because, you know, I'm so worried. Yesterday I was thinking about this, how people jump into something like marriage carelessly. Many people, when they are planning for marriage, they are only thinking about, have you called a cameraman? Have you called the one who baked the they say, have you called it? They are only interested in some things that do not matter. People are jumping into marriage and they are jumping out and they are blaming everybody for it because they don't have marriage as a spirit. Praise be to God. Are you there with me? So your life will reflect the kind of heart you have. Your heart will show how your life will become. If you want to know an individual, keep listening to the individual. Keep hearing the things the individual keeps saying. You will know how the person will end. Because the Bible said there is nothing new under the sun. How a man will end is always in his heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible said the man speaks. That's how you know where he's going. Give the Lord a clap of faith. So, your spirit now generates all you need in life. Your spirit is the source of what happens to you in your life. That is why looking at the spirit in this particular month is very crucial. Praise be to God. Your life expresses the state of your heart. You cannot be sad in your heart and be happy outwardly. The spirit is like the engine of the car. Once the engine will not spark, will not work, the car is going nowhere. A strong spirit will produce a strong life. A winning spirit will produce a winning life. A healthy spirit will produce a healthy life. There is a need for us to build up our spirits in order to become more in this season. You didn't say amen. There is a need to cultivate your spirit. To cultivate means to improve on your spirit, to develop your spirit. Your spirit can be in charge over the affairs of your life when it is well cultivated. God, who made us spirit beings, is not limited in what he can do. Our God is not limited in what he can do. He is an unlimited God. He created us as spirit beings, not to be limited, but the only limitation in our lives is how far we will allow our spirits to be cultivated. Amen. Once you put the question that is meant for university graduates before a P4 student, you want him to shut down. He cannot be able to tackle the questions. Even in the university, you cannot give a business school question to somebody who is reading, which course? Agric. Amen. You know, the things will look like drawings to him. Some things will look like drawings. Praise be to God. So when we develop our spirit, we create room for God's grace to be impacted in our lives. Refusal to cultivate your spirit imposes certain levels of limitation on you. Listen, in the day your spirit is well cultivated, even no sickness can dwell in your body. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. There are, you know, sicknesses. I told you last week, no matter the beautiful names they have, they are rooted in the spiritual. That is why there are certain sicknesses that no matter the drug you take, is refusing to go. Because it has a spiritual dimension to it. And you need to develop your spirit for your spirit to kick the sickness out. The Bible said, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. Amen. When your spirit is alive, sickness cannot dwell in your body. When your spirit is alive, sickness are not dwell in your body. The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God. You see, your spirit lives in your body. And the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit to live in your body. Are you getting my point? The Holy Spirit lives where? In your spirit. And your spirit and the Holy Spirit live in your body. So once your spirit becomes alive, it creates no room for what is called sickness to live in you. Because once the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you, there is an agenda of God for your life. Once you are sick, you cannot carry out the agenda of God. Sickness is an enemy to God's agenda. Are you there? Are you there? If I was sick, I'm not sure I'll be able to preach God's word. This job, preaching, is not for sick people. Friday, we had half night. Then I left to go and do all night in Victory Bible Church. And I did an officiated wedding. And I have to prepare for today. And when we close, I'm going to preach my last lap, invite Victory Bible Church. Is it for sick people? Hello? Are you there with me? Once your spirit is alive, a man's spirit, that is why some people can be sick in the hospital. And a preaching can be ongoing. They'll hear a word from the preaching. They themselves will remove everything on them and walk home. Because their spirit has come alive by the preaching of God's word. So the sickness that was afflicting them had to go. May every sickness in your life leave you now. Leave you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. As a pastor, I hear it many times. People come to church. Say, Pastor, I didn't feel like coming to church because I had this pain here. And I had that pain. But before the service will be over, I'm now well. The sickness is not medical. It has a spiritual root. And by the grace of God, nobody in this place today will be sick. Give the Lord a clap offering. In a day your spirit is well cultivated, you are even preferred over others. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Give it to me in the King James Version. Daniel 6 verse 3. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. It says that then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. When your spirit is developed, it pushes or amplifies the voice of favor upon your life. Listen, all the spiritual elements we talk about, favor, mercy, peace, grace, fruitfulness, prosperity, all those things, they are worse when your spirit is not activated. When your spirit is not strong, they are just worse. But when your spirit is strong, it empowers them to work in your life. Am I communicating? Yes. If there's favor on your life, it will take a strong spirit to project it over your life. And so, as you are at the workplace, you find out that your boss is having special interest in some people. That's not the time to envy them. That's the time for you to go home and work on your spirit. Pastor, he doesn't call me. He's only calling you. As a pastor, he doesn't. Go and work on your spirit. Amen. One time, many years ago, I had a friend who was preaching me in those days. Anytime I wake up, I say, the Lord has revealed something to me. It's about this person. And I'll call. And the person say, yes, it's true. I'm going to do this thing. But because of what you said, I'm not going to do that thing. Then the guy in the room was asking, when will God reveal something to you about me since we are living in the same room? I said, chances are that those people's spirit is activated. It's alive before God. So whatever thing God wants to say about them, God has to tell somebody to tell them. Because God cannot speak to individuals unless he speaks through his servant. Give the Lord praise. Are you there? So this Daniel was preferred above the president. Many people who are not spiritual but religious, when they see that other people are enjoying certain privileges, then they are angry. They begin to cook all kinds of stories, foolish stories, worrying people's ears. Meanwhile, you are not a spiritual fellow. When we say we should fast, when we say 3 days, you do half. Hello? Are you still there? Daniel, we know Daniel. He's not only a prayer addict. He fasts. Haven't you heard about the 21 days fasting indeed in the Bible? When was the last time he did 21 days fasting? Say, Pastor, when I fast, my face is turning. It's turning me. My face is, I want to fall down. This month, you'll be all right. That's how you'll be high. You'll be all right. Amen. So, most of the times, what we call losses in life, they're actually not losses. Because many times, people go out there to run after business, run after money. Sometimes they hit jackpots. But in the process of time, they begin to lose everything. Why? Their spirits are not developed to handle that kind of blessing in life. Hello? So there are people, they buy whatever, G-Wagon, whatever car. In a matter of months, they have accident, the car is gone. They buy houses, they sell it again. But why? They are working in the flesh. But they are not building their spirit man. But it's against a spiritual law called balance. Bible says false balance is an abomination to God. They run after wealth. It's good. I mean, it's good to be hardworking. But they acquire all those things. When they see that they begin to lose them, then they begin to hide in prayer camps and begin to pray. It's good. Once you are hiding in prayer camp praying, what it means is that you are now building your spiritual capacity to the level of breakthrough you have in the physical. That's the only way it will stay in your life. Am I communicating? Praise be to God. That's why many people receive, they become great overnight. And overnight they lose everything because their spirit is too small to be able to control those kind of things. That's like people whose spirits are very small. I always tell you, once you have a breakthrough of 5,310 Ghana cedis, they start giving excuse. Pastor, I'm very busy of late. Pastor, I feel like using an international phone number. 5,310 Ghana cedis backslided complete. Because it looks like the prosperity is higher than their spiritual capacity. There are people, the Bible talks about Abraham. He had over 380 servants at home. We have never heard him complaining. That where is money for us to feed all these people? Oh my God, I'm really suffering. But many of us, if someone says, I want to bring one of my children to come and stay with you. Because the capacity is not there. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? But in this one, God is going to give you increased capacity. Yes. I say he'll give you increased capacity. You will become more. You will have more. Just say, shout amen. No problem with hard work. As you are working hard, work on your spirit, man. Because you can have it. Didn't you read about that man in the Bible who worked hard, who harvests his crops? In fact, the Bible said he pulled down his old barn and did a fresh one and he said, my soul, take it easy. Enjoy, because we have a lot to do in this season. God said, you fool, this night, I'm taking your life out of your hands. Because the guy was, the Bible said, he was not rich towards God. He was not rich towards God. He was working all right, but his spirit was neglected. Are you there with me? So he cannot be able to manage what he has worked for. That is why people work hard, Ecclesiastes. They labor. They receive the harvest, but they don't live to enjoy it. The Solomon said, this is also vanity. Vanity. Give the Lord a clap of offering. Last time, I was reading something about Kenny Rogers. How many of you know Kenny Rogers? Country music lovers. All you know is Shatawale. Shatawale. Praise be to God. Kenny Rogers passed on during the COVID season, 2020. And I was reading that they're about to auction his stuff, his wardrobe, his chair, his cars, his house. They're going to auction them. And a boy, vanity. They didn't bury him with his cars. Not with his house. It's not like you should not be blessed. So you'll be blessed, but you must have balance. Hello? You see, once they have 2,000 Ghana cedis, their trousers cannot go up. It must come down. That Dangote must walk naked. Now, the trousers, like, they become so arrogant. Why? It's a display of the fact that their spirit is small. Dangote, when is he down? He's all right. He's hardly having gray hair. Look at how you're having gray hair. Because your capacity is low. Give Jesus a clap offering. Listen, there are certain employees there. They are more busy than anybody. God is watching you. God said, how can I make this guy an employer? Because when you have your own business of your own, you become air. We will not see you anymore. God, an employee, the way you are busy. Hey, are you hearing what I'm telling you? Tell someone, increase your capacity. Amen. Increase your what? Capacity. Many nights, my wife looks at me and said, Charlie, I'm feeling for you. I say, why? Say, you hardly sleep. This is bad. You hardly sleep. Because I must get some things going. Praise be to God. We'll come to sleep very soon. But let me. Hallelujah. Once you have made up your mind to build your spirit, this is just introduction. Next week, we're going to go deeper. Amen. Once you have made up your mind to build your spirit, there are two forms of limitation to pay attention to. Number one is appetite. Shout appetite. Number two is sleep. Shout sleep. And the appetite, you have appetite for worldliness, appetite for food, appetite for sex. Once you have made up your mind to build your spirit, you must pay attention to something called appetite. And for the purpose of today, I'm just going to talk about the appetite for food. There is no one who is spiritual who is a lover of food. There is nobody who is spiritual who is what? A lover of food. To be spiritual means that you feed your spirit more than you feed your stomach. Hello? The love of food can make you see spiritual things as nothing. Anybody who is a lover of food, once you are talking about spiritual thing, they see it as it's not happening in this world. It's not here. It must be somewhere else. Lover of food desensitizes you about spiritual things. You will not be able to love what is of the spirit because of food. Many people have lost their place, their authority, and their spiritual strength because of the love they have for food. Esau, for the love of food, lost his birthright. Esau, for the love of food, lost his what? Lost his birthright. And his place to carry what is called the patriarchal blessing. The blessing came from Abraham. He came to Isaac. Because of food, he bypassed Esau. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 to 17. When you are a lover of food, you will be a lover of many other things. When you are a lover of food, you will be a lover of sleep. If you are a lover of food, you will be a lover of procrastination. What you are supposed to do now, after it, you say, oh, I'm very tired. I'll do it tomorrow. Hello? Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Semicolon. It's coming to explain what we just read. He said, lest there be any fornicator. Can you give it to me in the NIV, I think? See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau. Is godless like what? Someone who loves food will be a godless individual. Loves food more than loving the word of God that will feed his spirit. That person, in a matter of time, you will be godless. You begin to speak against God. He will discourage you from serving God. Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. He's a godless man. In the Old Testament, they didn't tell us that he was even sexually immoral. But anybody who is a lover of food is a sexual immoral person. Are you still there? Can we continue? It's okay. Give us verse 17. Let's see something. Because of food. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears. When we say let's fast, we are exercising our spiritual muscles. And you decide not to fast, the blessing will come. By the time you want to fast on your own and catch it, it is too late. It is too late. By the time that Esau was supposed to be fasting, he was chasing after food. And in those days that you are supposed to fast and you want food, that is when you make lots of mistakes. Give the Lord a clap offering. In this month, we will fast. I say we will fast. All my pastors, they are already on a 30-day of fast journey. That's why they can't say amen, cry. Are you hearing me? 30 days journey. Because we are not joking anymore. Tell someone and say, joke time is over. Praise be to God. Amen. Fasting with prayer fits your spirit to have more coverage of influence in life. There are many people, they are trying for people to know their business, know about them. Life is not like that. People can know about you, but they don't know any proper thing about you. But fasting can publicize you. It can make you famous. When Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and the enemy came to tempt him with what? With food. After that, the Bible said, a fame about him went abroad. People knew about him before he got there. Praise be to God. So the enemy is tempting people with food. Listen, people have lost blessings because of food. Adam and Eve, what made them lose their garden? Food. The Israelites who were in captivity in Egypt, how did they enter into captivity? Because of food. Because at the time of famine, they carried Jacob and his children. He carried all his children into Egypt. It was not war that made them slaves, but food. They were looking for food. I pray that for the sake of food, you will not enter into captivity. I say you will not enter into captivity. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There is a story. I think I shared this story with you. You can even Google it. You see the story of Mahatma Gandhi and a woman's son. The woman brought her son to Gandhi and said, "Sir, I want you to tell my son to stop taking sugar. He likes a lot of sugar." And Gandhi said, "Take your son back home. 2 weeks' time, bring him to me." The woman was not happy, but took the son home. Then the woman came back and said, "I brought my son." Then Gandhi told the boy that from today, I want you to stop taking a lot of sugar. It's not good for you. Did you hear me? Say, "Yes, sir." And the guy changed after that. He stopped taking sugar. So the woman came back to Gandhi and asked Gandhi, "How come you asked me to come 2 weeks' time? And how come you said this thing to my son and he stopped taking sugar? Because everybody said it." He said, "No. The father said it. He's still taking it." He said, "When you came to me, I was also taking sugar. But when I asked you to go and come back in 2 weeks' time, I have stopped taking sugar. So when I spoke to your son, his spirit heard me." Oh. Are you there with me? Because of that, the son could comply. Because before Gandhi would say it, he has already practiced it. That is where his authority was coming from. Are you hearing me? Give the Lord a clap offering. The second limitation you want to pay attention to is called sleep. Shall sleep. There is no spiritual person who is a lover of sleep. In fact, the more spiritual you become, you will know that there is a lot to be done. The more you are becoming spiritual, you realize that, no, there are a lot of things to be done. But when you are very carnal, you say, "Oh, there is plenty of time. Or even if I don't do it this year, I'll do it next year." That's the same way you postpone it to 2020 and COVID came to shut you down. The more spiritual you are, the more you know that we have a lot to be done. Praise be to God. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4 to 5. My God. Proverbs chapter 6, 4 to 5. "Give no sleep to your eyes." It doesn't mean you shouldn't rest. Rest is good. Hello? But there are some people, they love sleep to the next level. A lady one time told me many years ago, said, "Pastor, I love to sleep. Pastor, I want to sleep till my body is paining me. My body." She said, "Pastor, when I sleep and where I slept become like a gutter, I like it." He said she wants to sleep on a mattress till that place enters like gutter. She said, "Pastor, I love that feeling. I love to sleep." "Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle." Gazelle is like a deer, "from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler." Sleep is like a hunter. A hunter that is looking for his prey. Once you allow it, it will waste your life. It will do what? Verse 9 to verse 11 says, how long will you slumber, O sluggard? Sleep will make you a lazy person. Sleep. When will you rise from your sleep? Verse 10. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler or like a traveler, and your need like an armed man. So let me sleep small. You set alarm to 9:30 a.m. We need the alarm block. Oh, let me take it. 10:30. Last one. Then shift it to 12. When the alarm sounds, you're like, oh, it's already 12. I'll pray first. Now, when it is 5 p.m., you say, why am I in hurry in life? I'm just a young individual. I'm young. Why am I? That's how. Then you begin to give names of people who were busy and they died of heart attack. Even Coolio, 59 years, he died in the washroom. This guy will not sit down. Every day, business. He died. The Bible says, once you say a little sleep, it says your poverty has started journey. It's like a traveler. It's coming. And the day it will pounce on you, it will be like an armed robber. It will take everything away from you. May that not be your story. In the name of Jesus. When your spirit is built up, I'm bringing my message to a close. When your spirit is built up, it becomes sensitive. Shout sensitivity. You see, beyond your physical senses, your ability to see with your eyes, ears, speak with your mouth, smell with your nose, feel with your body. Your spiritual body also can see. But once you don't cultivate, develop your spirit's eyes are closed. The ear of your spirit is closed. That is why it looks like God is not on the side of many Christians, because if God talks to them, don't travel, don't leave the house today. Because their spirits are dull, they still travel. And when they help us, they say, God, why? Even my prophet cannot even see anything. My prophet, what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing you. I'm seeing something different. You have relegated your spirituality to a pastor. Are you hearing me? Instead of you to take responsibility of yourself and say, God, this month, I want my eyes to be open. What are you going to do? Show it to me. What are you saying? Let me hear it. Now, those are the prayers we pray before we enter into prophetic service. Last Friday, you saw me ministering to that gentleman. Where is he? Yeah, he's there at the back. God took me to when he was born, when his pregnancy was rejected. Those things don't happen when your spiritual eyes and ears are closed. Are you there with me? If the eyes and ears, how can we help our brother last Friday? Because the day the pregnancy was rejected, the spirit of a bastard began to follow him. So because of that, you'll be roaming with nothing. Are you hearing me? Hello? So this is the time we must cultivate our spirits to be able to hear. There are many people, they don't do this thing. So he has turned true men of God to become false men of God. Because they have put pressure on them. What is God saying? So if God is not saying anything, they have to say something. You see, false is different from fake. Fake, it means that God has not called them at all. God has not even had their number. But false is when God has not spoken. You say, God has spoken. It means that you are false. Not that you are not called, but you've not heard God's voice and say, God has spoken. Just because you want to please men, you are not clapping your hands. From today, your eyes are open. I see God activating your dream life. When you were young, when you dream, God revealed things to you. You lost that gift. But under this anointing and unction, I see God reviving that grace again. In the name of the Lord Jesus, angels will talk to you. You will know what to do at what time. Before any business will become a big shot, You will start that business. You will harvest the profits. Receive that capacity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Without strong sensitivity, you will miss God. When God talks to you, you will not be able to hear. Jesus said, my sheep, they know me and they hear my voice. How come that you are a child of God? You are not able to hear God's voice. It is time to cultivate that. I'll show you how. Praise be to God. There's a man who called me, I think is it last week Sunday, we closed from church. He's a man who works in the immigration service and works with the GRA as well. Top man. And he said, man of God, a friend just called me from the Tema port. And he said, there's an opportunity for me to work. He is an MPP guru, but this job is giving me, even when MPP loses the election, it will not affect my position. And man of God, you know the port. I said, I know the port. You know, that means a juicy offer. And I said, I want to pray about it. And I told my wife, I said, hey, tell my port here is good. Tell my port is good. If I hadn't prayed, I'll tell him to go. But before I prayed, I began to feel in my senses, spiritually, that I am in trouble. You see how, when you are in trouble, you see how you feel? How many of you have been in trouble in P4 before? P5. You don't know whether you are sweating or the rain is falling on you. You feel bizarre. And I said, God, what are you saying? He said, the way you are feeling, that's how you feel. When he goes to Tema port, he will land himself in trouble. In the beginning, it looks like a job opportunity, but it will not continue for long. And I said, this is what the Lord is saying, don't go. And he said, if I hadn't prayed, I'll tell you to go. He said, since you have said it, I will no longer go. Are you hearing me? You must activate your spiritual senses. Because when you can't hear, you can't see, you can't smell, you are almost like a dead individual. Or you will be at the mercy of people. Until people bring it home, you can't eat. Hello? Until they finish eating and it's left in excesses, when they don't give you. Because why? You are not alive. But from today, your spiritual senses are coming alive. I said they are coming alive. In the name of Jesus. There was one guy who met us during the time we're trying to get a plot of land. He came. He said, man of God, I have plot of land. Some in East Legon, Cantonment. When you were speaking, the Holy Spirit said, this guy is a fraudster. He's a fraudster. So I don't know if you remember. You remember that guy? He brought out documents. They started mentioning men of God that I really admire. As if he has gone to do background check on me. So once I hear that, even this person is interested. Now I know that he's genuine. Oh boy, he's a fraudster. The Holy Spirit told me long time. So I'm like, hey, He will come and see him. He was like, man of God, if you buy this land, the papers are the ones to pay. Fraudster. Just this weekend, before, I think Thursday, I saw him. So, oh, man of God, he forgot that he narrated. You see, he has rehearsed the thing. So the guy was telling me the thing, point to point, said, this guy is good. Some when they tell you lies, they'll forget what they have said. But this guy remembers details. I remember that after he said this thing, he said this other one following. He was able to arrange. I said, boy. But the Holy Spirit will tell you. He will. Amen. Before you talk to anybody, the Holy Spirit will tell you what they will say, who they are, so that you will not be shocked. Amen. Before we left the old place, I opened my Bible in church. Remember, Aaron, were you not the one who came to check the date of when God said that he will give us our own place? That God said it in October, and they were sacking us in February. The devil was late for 4 months. But when God told me, I kept it to myself. Because when I say it, that we are about to be sacked and all that, the enemy will change the plan. Are you there with me? Give Jesus a clap of it. Amen. Amen. So when you don't hear God's voice, you are not sensitive to the supernatural. You will end up with wrong associations. You cannot be different from the associations you keep. Luke around yourself and look at your friends. That is a snapshot of your future. Hello? Look at your friend, the people that you hang around. So, Pastor, this is my friend. Oh, my body. And they are five, they are six, they are seven. Those are the companies you keep. The people, those people, you end up like them. Amen. Without the voice of God, you end up in trouble. But I believe that God is going to open your ears. I said, God will make you sensitive. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. There was a servant of the prophet, 2 Kings 6, 15, who woke up one morning and saw that he was surrounded by enemies. And he began to panic. Hear me, when you don't hear God's voice, when your senses are not activated toward the supernatural, what you can hear is the news. Nobody panics in Ghana like the one who reads the news. They're always panicking. They are always afraid. They want to tell somebody to hear what the person will say. That IMF, GDP, inflation. They have all the numbers. So every time they are sad. Why? They can only hear news, but they can't hear revelation. They can't hear what God is saying at what time. You are not clapping your hands. This guy woke up in the morning, saw the enemies have surrounded them. He said, and when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Verse 16. So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us, my God, are more than those who are with them. Verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes, open his eyes, that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. May God open your eyes. But when God opened your eyes, you know that where you are now is not your limit. It's not a dead end. God is about to open your Red Sea. It's as if he will open your Red Sea. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Give Jesus a clap of offering. All right. When your spirit is built up, then you receive supernatural strength. Supernatural what? Strength. The strength I talk about is not the strength in the physical, but supernatural strength. Spiritual strength is needed to keep you going in these uncertain times. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30, the Bible says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. How many of you have been down before? I've been down many times in my life. You know, you see that down feeling? That is the spirit. The spirit in you is down. But God wants you to have an empowered spirit. Praise be to God. So that you can keep going. Sometimes when you feel down, what you want to do is that you want to eat gobe, put off the light and sleep. You just don't want to do any other thing because how you are feeling, you just want to sleep your worries away. You slot in Celine Dion or Bob Marley. Back to my roots. Then you sleep your reggae time off because you are down. But I see anybody weak in the spirit, God is going to give you strength. I see you receiving supernatural strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Give Jesus a clap of offering. There are many people who started the year with us who were saying, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. But now they can't say Jesus is Lord. Why? They are falling by the wayside. They are tired. They've given up. They've grown faint. They can no longer say Jesus is Lord. But whether good times or bad times, you will say Jesus is Lord. Oh, in good times, Jesus is Lord. in battle, he said, Jesus is Lord, because you are strengthened on every side. You see, spiritual strength is in levels. Amen. Like how we have it in boxing, we have lightweight, we have featherweight, we have heavyweight. Amen. We have welterweight. So as a Christian, there is room for you to cultivate your spirit till you become heavyweight. Amen. Amen. There is room for you to do what? To cultivate. If you are a lightweight fellow, don't be attempting heavyweight stuff. You die. You die. I can't imagine seeing myself and the legendary Mike Tyson in a ring. That guy will finish me. Hello? You must know your level. And you must believe God to go to the next level. Are you there with me? When you are a lightweight, there's an amount of money that you can only handle. That's the blessing God will give to you. He cannot give you more than that because you don't have the spiritual capacity to handle it. Are you there with me? Money, for instance, is a spirit. It makes good boys to become bad. That's why when they have money now, their plans change. When they are in the house, somebody tells them, get up and go to moving pick. One, two, they get out, they enter the washroom. So where are you going? So I didn't plan to get out, but I feel like the money in their wallet is controlling them. Until that money is finished, their eye top don't clear. When it's finished, say, what has come over me, Pastor? I need prayer. You don't need prayer. You don't have capacity. They go to moving pick. You that used to go to bush canteen. Money has gone, you go to moving pick. And so how much is the soakings? Say $1,000. Say that's what I like. Because there is something controlling. The thing is stronger than your capacity. Are you there with me? So when you are lightweight, there are things that happen to you. That's why you must not envy people. Because anybody that is portrayed to be heavyweight, they have heavyweight battles in their lives. Hello? So, Pastor, I don't know why God is not blessing me. Come up. I just hope that you will develop your capacity. Because there are certain levels you yourself, you go down. Say, I want my lightweight. Praise be to God. Because you cannot be at a certain level of life and you don't pay people school fees. Because the money God is bringing to you is because of other people. You start feeding your family. You start taking care of other people. You pay their hospital fee. That's why God is blessing you. So if you can't have the capacity to show compassion towards another person, everything is about you, you. God cannot lift you up. I get you my point? Because sometimes the things that we do, people think that we are crazy. Hello? But it's about what? Capacity. Until you develop it, there are certain levels of breakthrough you may not see. But I pray that God will find you faithful. I pray that God will help you to come to the next level in Jesus' name. Why don't you clap your hands to God? Now, four ways to build your spirit. Quickly, and then we are out of here. Number one, purity. Shout purity. Or holiness. Shout holiness. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews 12, 14. What did he say? The Bible says, pursue peace with all people. And what? And what? Without which no one will see the Lord. If God will ever talk to you, he'll talk to you when you are pure. He'll talk to you when you have asked for forgiveness of sins. Because God cannot stand sin. He can't. That is why when Jesus put our sin on himself on the cross, God turned his back to his only begotten son. And Jesus said, my father, why have you forsaken me? God forsook his own son because the sin of man was upon him, and God cannot see sin. So anyone that lives in sin and is telling that, and the Spirit of the Lord is telling me, it's not the Spirit of the Lord. Because no one can see God without holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Tell somebody, the standards have not changed. Amen. To build spiritual capacity, you need to work on your holiness life. Am I still here? Number two, coming to the house of God. Psalm 84 verse 7. To build your spirit, you must come to the house of God. Psalm 84 verse 7, the Bible says, they go from what? Preach with me. They go from what? Each one appears before God in Zion. So, as for church, I said, long time I've been to church. That's why you always be down. That's why you are depressed. That's why you feel intimidated. I go to church. You say you don't go to church. When I come back from church, then you sit with me and you are telling me your problems. You want to put rubbish on me. Next time you want to put rubbish, let's go to church together. You are not clapping your hands. You say you don't want to go to church. But when I come back, say, guy, life is difficult. I know life is difficult. That's why I'm going to church, for God to help me, to strengthen my spirit, to be able to face my challenges. Come and let's go. You say, oh, church, now church, as for church, they are thieves, church, they take people's money. Now you want to put your rubbish on my life. When you are depressed, you are talking to me. Why are you talking to me? Talk to your wall. Your wall, you talk to your wall. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God. You can't come to church and go back the same way you came. It's not possible. Once you come to church and you're going, it's like you have come to lift metal. I met a guy on Lagos Cup walking with a lady. I crossed the other side of the road. But the guy has lifted metal. This is how he was walking. I don't know if something will enter into him and he'll make an example of me to the girl. Such people, they are just looking for someone to offend them. But the guy was feeling gigantic. I just crossed because I know where I'm coming from. Give the Lord a clap offering. They go from strength to strength. Can we go to the next point? All right. The next point says, fasting. Shout, fasting. Matthew 17, 21. Fasting. Fasting increases your spiritual strength and capacity. You are finding it difficult to fast. You have all the reasons why you should not fast. Pastor, when I fast, my blood sugar comes down. You and you are funny. You are not ready for life. Pastor, when I fast, I see blur. My eyes stop. It's futu. I can't see. However, I remember Oyoyo. Oyoyo was pregnant with Josiah. And she was fasting. I'm the one who is telling her, don't fast. You are pregnant. She was fasting. When the prayer generals are praying all night, this woman with a pregnancy will come and stand with the prayer from 3 to 4. I'm like, boy, no, that guy is a serious prophet. That guy, he has no option but to become a prophet. Are you there with me? Fasting. Jesus said, however, this kind does not go out except by fasting and prayer. His disciples were trying to solve an issue. 9 of them, they were trying to cast a demon out of a young man. They bind the demon. They scatter the demon. Like I saw a video. Someone sent me a video, and a woman of God is trying to deliver a certain woman. He said, I put fire on you, so I'm even feeling cold. And so then the woman mentioned her spiritual father. I'm the daughter of this person. And by the God of my father, I said, come on. He said, as for your spiritual father, I know him, but you are nobody. He said, stop doing what you are doing. You are even worrying me here. He said, I put fire on you. He said, this place is very cold. There are spirits that are at the gates of destinies. When you want to enter into the business world, there's a spirit you must confront. When you want to move from 9,000 Ghana cities and start experiencing 10,000 Ghana cities, you must battle with a demon of 5 digits. And Jesus said, who can enter into a strong man's house and plunder of him of his goods? Unless he first of all does what? Bind the strong man. Mark chapter 3 verse 27. He must bind the strong man. So any level you want to assume, you must bind the strong man. as our brother William, when he was going to get married, I was at home, and the Lord showed me that the car that he drives, I think those of you came for prayer meeting, the car that he drives, the car has been turned into a coffin. As he is there, they've already killed him. If it had not been for prayers, he wouldn't have gotten married, and he'd be looking very handsome. So I asked him not to drive his car. Friday, when we came and we prayed for him, he entered the car of Pastor Prince. They were going home. The tie of the car, how did it become? As if it was shredded. Because the way they plan the thing, the guy must not marry. Many of you, it's because you are not trying. When you are trying great things, you see serious confrontations. And the power to deal with that. Say, this one does not go. This is Mark 3:26. It says, no one can enter a strong man's house. I was telling a church on Friday that there are some people, they got married into certain families and they went mad. Hello? You say, as for me, Pastor, this fasting thing I will not do it. You are coming. But you say you marry. You say you give birth. Uh-huh. You see, if you be alone, no problem. But the father, you say you will marry. You will do business. You must increase your spiritual capacity. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his goods. I told you about a distant relative, a woman who got married. When she got married, 1 week after they got married, the best man died. The following week, the woman got mad. Because in her family, nobody walks down the aisle. So when she walked down the aisle, it's an insult to the custodians of wine. They made them mad. Are you getting my point? I think you were showing me a guy in Abokobi, the one that went mad. He went to University of Ghana Medical School. Did he finish? The day he was writing his last paper, he went mad. He's roaming in Abokobi. Tell me that his share coincidence, he has overstudied. That's why his mind, a wire, got blocked. The day he was writing his last paper, my own father's uncle, I don't know how to call him, whether grandfather or something, my father's uncle, he was a custom officer. So he wanted to write exams to upgrade himself so that the pay would be good. The day he was going to write his last paper, he stepped into his porch, a black bird passed and did a sound. He entered his room to pick something. When he came out to the porch, he's blind. He's blind till now. This one does not go. Take me back. Matthew, friend is saying 21. What one? Post that one. This one does not go. Unless what? Fasting and prayer. Don't let anyone deceive you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Praise be to God. There are certain spirits with only prayer alone, they will not mind you. They'll tell you that you stay fire. He said, this place is too cold. Hello? Myself and Pastor Prince, I've never said this thing to anybody. We went to Kita and we went to town late, I think 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. We were coming back. There was a taxi that was in front of us. And the taxi driver died in the taxi. And so somebody saw him. The person was screaming for help. The guy was dead. When you push him, he goes, brah. They touch his pulse. There was no pulse. The guy was dead. And Pastor Prince went to them and said, my name is Prince. This is my spiritual father. He prayed for the man. The man came back alive. But wait. But I rebuked him. Ask him. I rebuked him. I know that he carries that anointing. But he was, we are not in our territory. Number one. Number two, we are not going to do spiritual work. Number three, you see what he did? He didn't know that I have to go and pray at night and put hold on certain spirits. The guy came back alive. By the time people said, thank you, no, we left. This guy, he has the anointing to resurrect the dead. But the thing is that there are something, it's timing. If you're not careful, you expose certain things about you, demons will finish you. I got you. The taxi that was dead in the taxi. Dead. The man was calling for help. So by the time he resurrected, people came and wanted to carry him too. When he sat in the car, he thought, oh, a gunshot, like, he said, what has come over you? Are you serious? Nashuna, we don't do this, we don't do that, we don't do that, we don't do that. This one does not go except by what? Prayer and what? Fasting. So we are going to fast. That's how we'll fast, though. You see how when we say, let's pray, you say, oh, Father, in any way, yeah, yeah. You are weak. You are tired. You are weak. You are weak in the spirit. So you can't, 5 minutes you can't pray because your spirit is weak, is tired. But when my God, when power comes on you, when you say, let's pray, say, Dimahaya, Atumakatakataka. You are fine because you are so alive. You are looking for the next demon to chew. Give Jesus a clap of him. Are you still there? The last one. The word of God. We are closing. The word of God. I think last month we preached extensively on the prophetic word. Matthew 4:4. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You cannot live your life on fantikinkin, but you must live by the spoken word of God. Praise be to God. Bow down your heads in prayer. Tell God, I'm ready for my spirit to be activated, to increase in might, to increase in spiritual strength. Help me, Lord. 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 In this season of building spiritual capacity, help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let my spiritual senses be activated. Let me give myself to you in holiness. Let me give myself to you in prayer, in fasting, in your word. Let me increase capacity. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please stretch your hands over the token of communion. Today is the first Sunday of the month. We are coming to the communion table. We are praying that as we partake of the communion, there shall be the impartation of supernatural power. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. You want to pray that, Father, give me supernatural power. Grant me supernatural power. Grant me supernatural power. Grant me supernatural power. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Sodi laba shada laba yandeuse. Nura gasia talaba bariandaya. Pray that as I partake of the communion in any area that I am weak. Oh Lord, increase my strength. Tell God that if you are weak in an area of faith, in an area of midnight prayers, in an area of giving, in the area of testimonies, you want to say, Father, increase my strength. Increase my strength.
Keep me true, Lord. You made a way.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.